Rick, let's begin with housing starts in September, which came in 9% below August and 12% below September of last year.
But it was really a mixed bag in the report. The report breaks out by category of construction what those results were. And actually, we saw that for single-family home starts, it was quite good, up 8.1%. But if you dig down into the depths of the report, what you see is that it was construction of apartments, multifamily dwelling units, that fell by 38%. And as you look at the history of that data series, there is a lot of volatility. That multifamily starts tend to be more volatile. There's not as many of them going on, and changes will show up as magnified in that sense. And so, not to downplay the importance of that slowdown in multifamily starts, however, the overall housing picture continues to be somewhat good. The rate of increase of spending has slowed. We had been running at a 5 to 10% annualized rate of increase in construction spending across the nation when you look at both residential and commercial, really for about 3 years. But over the last several quarters, it's dropped down to the 2 to 3% range. So it's clear that construction overall is slowing down, but single family homes continue to be good. And that's driven largely by low interest rates. Most people ask their banker, their mortgage lender, how much house can I buy given what interest rates are and my income? And that's driven home prices up, because when interest rates are so low, that means that you can borrow $1,000 from the bank for less interest expense, which means you can buy more homes. So single-family homes continue to be good, but overall, the construction sector is slowing somewhat.
Well, let's look a little deeper at this. Housing starts in the South jumped pretty sporty, 12.1%. And then what does it look like in Florida regionally?
Well, Florida, believe it or not, who thought 5 years ago that we'd be saying there's a shortage of inventory in major market areas such as Miami? 5 years ago, we were talking about 40,000 excess condos and 2 decades to wipe that inventory off of the balance sheets of the sellers. However, it's picked up in the last several years, a number of new projects going in. And so what we see is that prices have recovered, well, across the U.S. to above pre-crash levels, pre-Great Recession levels. Florida is lagging a little bit, but there is strong growth in prices. So the outlook continues to be good. It's likely that the Fed will hold interest rates low for an extended period of time. And if they do that, then it will continue to be cheap to finance houses. And that's where American consumers incur most of their debt. And so the housing market should continue to be strong, even though there are signs of slowing.
And just a quick note about the consumer price index, which rose a bit.
It did. And so we've been needing the consumer price index to rise. This is what the Fed's been waiting for, is some sign of inflation, some sign that we're no longer at risk of falling into the deflation pit, the same kind of stagnation that has plagued Japan for several decades. And so, to me, this is a sign that should raise the probability, and markets have reflected that, the probability that the Fed will raise interest rates, perhaps not in November, so close before the election, but certainly at their December meeting, I think we can expect to see an interest rate increase. We've talked about it for some time. The last one was in December of 2015. December 2016 is probably time for another increase.
Let's move on. The Florida Small Business Development Center Network this week released the results of the inaugural Florida Small Business Confidence Index. Tell us more about what this entails and how the state's small business owners responded.
An exciting event, really. Not everybody knows that the Florida Small Business Development Center Network is headquartered here at UWF. It's one of the relatively few statewide functions that we house here at the University of West Florida. And so this is a great event that they've now got a statewide survey going. And perhaps not surprisingly, uncertainty was the major issue, economic uncertainty, cited by the respondents to the survey. However, despite uncertainty, a majority of respondents are optimistic about increased sales in the coming year. And 86% of them, in fact, indicated they expected sales to increase over the coming year. So good news overall. Expectations are high. There is some uncertainty lingering, but all in all, great news that the SBDC network has got this study out there. They're continuing it. It'll be quarterly. It'll be interesting to see how that index develops.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.